More outrage over the killing of aid workers in Gaza. This time it is coming from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Defense Secretary Austin spoke with his Israeli counterpart yesterday and expressed his outrage over the Israeli airstrike in Gaza that killed seven World Central Kitchen humanitarian aid workers. CK founder Jose Andres says that the airstrike was no accident.
Non-stop until everybody was dead in this convoy.
A federal appeals court held hearing yesterday over the Texas immigration law that allows police to arrest illegal immigrants.
In additional arguments before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen said while increased illegal immigration has created unprecedented conditions in the state,
they have tried to develop a statute that goes up to the line of Supreme Court precedent but allows Texas to protect the border. Now, to be fair, maybe Texas went too far.
The Justice Department attorney insisted that precedent reinforces the idea that immigration matters like entry and removal are only to be enforced by federal law. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kentucky faces a long cleanup after severe storms and tornadoes ripped through 20 counties Tuesday, killing at least one person.
Governor Andy Beshear says he's already received emergency declarations from upwards of a dozen of those counties, hoping to get resources to aid in that recovery as soon as possible. In Prospect, Kentucky, I'm Nicole Valdez, Fox Weather.
People across the Northeast and New England are in the path of the nor'easter. This inundated areas with strong winds and heavy rain. In Collegeville, Pennsylvania, an 82-year-old woman died yesterday when a falling tree crushed her car. The storm could dump up to 3 feet of snow in parts of Maine and New Hampshire. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
America's top diplomat joins his counterparts to celebrate a NATO milestone.
It has been 75 years since President Harry Truman signed the NATO Treaty. Secretary of State Blinken, at a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Belgium, says many of the same threats to democracy still exist.
This is once again being challenged. Challenged by those who believe that might makes right, and those who would seek to redraw the borders by force.
The secretary making a reference to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which officials say will be a major focus during the meeting. Once it returns from recess next week, Congress could vote on a foreign aid package that would send billions to Ukraine. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Another expensive squatter situation, this time in the Seattle area.
Song Kim has been refusing to leave a $2 million Bellevue home and has been the target of repeated protests. That squatter has been in that house for almost 2 years now. It's a five-bedroom property owned by Jaskaran Singh, who confronted Kim at the house before. There was an eviction hearing scheduled for Friday, but that has since been scrapped after a nonprofit called Housing Justice Project covered almost a year of Kim's unpaid rent to keep him in the property. They've now spotted him almost $90,000 in taxpayer funds. The property owner tells us every time the nonprofit pays his rent, it resets the clock on the legal action he can take. It's happened 3 times now, and now he spent $30,000 on attorney's fees just trying to get that squatter out of his house.
Fox's Bill Malusian. The White House calls the squatter issue a local problem that requires local solutions. And no winner in last night's Powerball jackpot. Saturday's drawing is worth an estimated $1.2 $3 billion, making it the 8th largest lottery prize in U.S. history. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.